Hello and welcome to episode 156 of the Truly Daybox Show.
I have no idea.
This is a bi-weekly podcast where the two of us come together every 2 weeks to talk about K-pop and whatever's current in the K-pop industry. This week, we're just doing kind of a short episode, kind of covering some releases we really liked but missed, like while we're doing TDAs and stuff like that. Just because that usually takes up a good like first month of the year. Spoilers for what comes up. We're going to be talking about G-Idle, which came out about a month ago. Dreamcatcher, which came out a couple weeks ago. And then aespa's follow-up single, which everybody was looking forward to. So look forward to that this episode. As always, I'm joined by Nate.
Why do you make me cry? Why do you break me down?
Nice.
Dreamcatcher. Yes. I don't even remember which song that was.
Yes. All right. So with that, love. I guess I will mention the Discord, which we kind of shell out every episode just so people know about it. So yeah, if you like the podcast, please subscribe to our channel. Listen to this episode and judge for that if this is your first time with us. The Discord, we have a Discord for people who listen to the podcast. There's a ton of people who hang out and a lot of fun activities that we do, such as like song ratings. We do quarterly ratings on like, you know, every like major release for whatever quarter of the year. Yeah. Themed ones. I think there's a band one coming up soon that they're planning.
Yeah, I think that's what we're planning on doing next. Still in the works. We're also currently in the middle of a Show Me the Money rate, which is a nightmare for me because I don't really like that type of music that much. Yeah, there's some really good stuff in there, but
I was thinking about doing it, but there's so much
a lot
in
of
it.
Bad stuff. Yeah, it's all like 220 songs or something.
Yeah,
luckily we let everyone have like 3 months to do it, and we've been doing like weekly watch alongs on Sunday mornings. So we're kind of getting through it together. We're almost done. I think we got like 3 seasons left. So,
yeah, I would like to do the watch alongs with you guys, but my attention span is so short. Like I will, like want to play a game or something and then get off like after like a half hour, and then I'll miss most of it. Yeah. So I think I'm going to try to do the quarterly ratings this year because I just want to make sure I get all of that stuff.
They're fun. We just finished Q4.
Like, yeah, I want to do Q1
stuff last week. So,
yep. So yeah, along with song ratings and stuff, we do. Fantasy League is coming back, right? Like we were just
eventually. It doesn't have a It doesn't have a date.
No, no date. But they were just discussing like rules and stuff.
Yeah, bring it back. Some rules and stuff. Yep.
Yeah.
So maybe at some point eventually it will come back.
Soon, TM.
Yeah, and like you guys play games and stuff sometimes. Like
we got game night sometimes. Someone will be like, "Yo, want to play Mario Kart tonight?" And sometimes people will say yes. Enough people will say yes to get something going. Yeah. So, yeah. Anyways, there's a lot of cool people in there. Cool activities. It's fun. We're always talking there pretty much all day. So, feel free to stop by if you want a nice place to talk about K-pop and other activities and whatnot. Yeah. So I guess
one other thing to shill before that.
Oh yes.
Go check out my unboxing stream VODs if you haven't. So I'm going to start doing monthly unboxings. So I did one at the end of December, which was like 8 months worth of albums, and it took like 4 hours to open like 60 albums. But my monthly ones, now that I'm doing them monthly, will be significantly shorter. I'm doing them the last Sunday of every month. So the last one just came out before this episode, should be our latest video. And I unboxed, what did I unbox? Eyes One, Dreamcatcher's concert merch, Mina's photo books, and a couple other things. So, and I think, I don't know when it'll come, but I ended up, they reprinted like almost all of NCT's discography. And so I bought almost all of NCT's discography. I had like a $350 cart at Music Plaza,
Yeah, the story behind that reprint is so funny, though, because, like, with K-Town 4U, they were like, yo, well, SM is going to reprint everything, guys, pre-order it now. And then SM was like, what? No, like, we're not.
No, we're reprinting some of NCT stuff, and that's about it.
Yeah, but I think...
Yeah, because they started taking pre-orders for, like, FX albums, and, like... Yeah. Or they reprinted one of Red Velvet's or something, and that's what started the whole thing.
Oh, was it? I think it was Red Velvet, like, finale.
Yeah, I think, or something like that. But yeah, so I bought a bunch of NCT albums, and those will come at some point in the near future, and I'll unbox like 20 NCT albums.
Yeah, that'll be fun. I wish this will never happen, but I wish they'd like reprint some of SNSD's albums, like, because I would pick up versions that I don't have.
Yeah, yeah.
If they did that, maybe if we finally get a comeback, one day.
It'll happen.
I saw a funny tweet. It was like prayers or something, and it was like an SNSD fan reached out to me, and they said that they pray for a comeback this year and for the flourishment of the members in their solo careers. And then it said like some index of a Bible verse. It was like, you know, blah 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 3:14 or whatever.
Yeah,
it was really funny. Anyway, nice. that's what the So On fandom has devolved into in 2021. Anyway, I guess with that, we can get into our first like sort of topic, which we do every week, which is, what have you been listening to?
You want to start, or you want me to?
Yeah, mine's pretty simple. I've just been spamming G-Idol for the past couple of weeks, actually. Oh, really? Yeah, I've been listening to them in the shower, when I drive, when I occasionally get fast food, sitting playing Sea of Thieves. Yeah, I've just been spamming G-Idol.
Yeah, for me, I listen to the stuff we've been reviewing, trying to catch up on like 2021 stuff. So I was listening to like Cherry Bullet, and
their new song was good. I liked it, actually.
Yeah, I liked their new song. Stuff like that. And then, of course, like I said, working on the Show Me the Money rating. So a lot of that, not that I'm not listening to that in my free time, but I'm listening to that every Sunday morning, basically. And then Yakuza karaoke songs.
Yes. Because they're amazing.
And yeah, Rouge of Love is probably my favorite. Mostly because their interjections are ridiculous. Mostly
the karaoke game is fun. I think I tried like 10 times to get 100 on Bakumitai, but I couldn't get it.
Yeah, it's really hard to get 100 on stuff.
Actually, on top of G-Idol, I've also been listening to Dreamcatcher as well, but I haven't been scrobbling it because it's mostly just me like watching the Odd Eye MV over and over.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I did listen to the album, obviously. We're going to be reviewing it today. So. Yeah. Yep. All right. So I guess with that, we can then get into our short list of topics. We're starting out with G-Idol. This is their like newest mini album, which came out in January.
And
yes, and spoiler alert, it is like really, really good. Like,
it's also probably gonna have utter garbage packaging if the last album is anything to go off of.
What did the packaging look like last time? I don't think it's, I've ever seen it. I don't own any of really G-Idol's items. I should buy them.
I don't know how close. It's around here somewhere. I don't know. It's like this paper slip, and then there's like just this paper envelope inside with all the garbage in there loose. Like, it's not good at all.
Rip.
It's yeah, really bad.
That was for Oh My God.
Yeah.
Or what was it called? I don't even remember. That, it's I something.
That, yeah. Yeah. I don't remember exactly what the album name is.
Yeah. That was actually one thing. This is a kind of a tangent, but relevant to G-Idol is that, interestingly enough, their Japanese albums are named after the title track, but their Korean albums actually have like real titles. So it's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
This is their... This is probably their best like album since their first one, I think. Their best mini since their first one, in my opinion, yeah. Like, before now we've only had three of them, but we had I Am, I Made, And then there was I Trust. That's what the Oh My God one was called. And then I Burn. So I really liked I Am and I Made. I Trust was good as well. I liked Oh My God and I liked Lion, but I wasn't like super big on Love You and Maybe. Like those are probably my two least favorite G Idol songs, like including like singles and B-sides and everything. Yeah. I mean, I like them, but they're like a cut below the rest of the discography, in my opinion. That being said, I think this new EP, I Burn, is a lot better than even I Made, which had like Senorita and other songs on it. So, yeah, I'm really excited to talk about this.
Yeah, I don't think I'm as high on it as you are. But I also, I don't know, for me, J-Idol always seems like a title track like group. Like I don't really go back to their albums very much.
Yeah, so for me, I have a best of playlist for them, and it's literally just their discography minus those two songs.
Yeah, like I don't dislike any of their stuff. Like I like it all a lot. It's just not something I go back to for some reason.
Honestly, like J-Idol's probably the like of the groups that have like debuted in the past couple years, they're probably the one that I easily like listen to the most and enjoy the most. Them and Dreamcatcher. So yeah, that's why I'm excited to talk about them this week. So the first track is Han, Alone in the Winter, which so you might notice like, oh, there's another song called Han that they already came out with.
Yeah, it's really stupid.
Yeah, Han Alone, and this is Han Alone in Winter. At first,
it's not even the same song or anything. Like,
no, it's a different song. Similar. Yeah, at first I was like, why are they doing this? And then somebody pointed out like maybe they're starting like a series, like kind of like Epic High Lesson 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
But using the exact same name is still dumb. Like, I guess. If you ignore the parenthesis part.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I think it could be cool, but anyway, the song itself I thought was really cool. The like Alone in Winter like title really fits because it feels very like a winter song. Like it's very cold sounding and almost it sounds almost like a Christmas song, but not in like that it's cheery and stuff. It's like the instruments that they use is what gives off the Christmassy like winter vibe. But it's still very like
yeah, it's a lot of strings and piano.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what the, like, feeling it is that I would describe it as. It's like somber, I guess, is what I'd say.
It's like a sentimental song.
Yeah, I thought it was really cool and a really interesting, like, intro song to lead into, especially using the, like, Han title. I think people can correct me if I'm wrong if they know more about the topic, but I feel like using the Han name for the recurring titles if they're gonna do a series is kind of cool because Han is a like important word to like Korean culture.
Yeah, so, that's true.
And then the like kanji / hansha like symbol that they used last time was like just a line, just one. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious if there's one that goes along with this. I haven't actually looked into it yet, but I think there is.
Yeah.
Yeah. If there's a different one that like it's like pronounced the same way, but means something different, that'd be interesting to look at. Cause I know with the, with Hwa, like, There's two different Hancha like characters that are both pronounced Hwa as far as I know, but they mean two different things, which I'll get into when we talk about that.
Okay, so yeah, it's literally cold.
Cold
is the
interesting
symbol they use.
Is it still pronounced Han?
No, so it's Han parenthesis cold with like. I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Like it's pronounced Han, but it means cold, is what I mean.
Oh, no.
It's not?
No, I don't think so.
Like, I'm curious it's how... Like
the Korean name is Han, parenthesis, like a kanji symbol, and that kanji symbol is for cold.
Right. I'm curious how that kanji symbol is pronounced in Korean.
Oh, I have no
idea. I'll look that up. You talk about your thoughts about it.
I echo your thoughts. I think it's a really good intro. I like the intro of the song itself being like really subtle and quiet. With like quiet vocals and the accompanying piano. And then it just builds from there to be more intense. But I agree, like it's a good, like it does feel very like wintry but not Christmassy. And I think it's like a really good way to do a slower, like sentimental song and still be intense, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like it's an intense song, but it's not like not intense in the normal way of music is intense. It's not like fast and in your face intense, but
right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. So I looked it up, and that character Han, which means cold, like it is pronounced Han.
Oh, it is, okay.
Yeah, so I think that actually is a pretty cool like series title if they're going to use different, like I don't know how many Hanja there are that like translate to be pronounced Han, but it'd be cool if they had a bunch of them. Yeah, anyway, speaking of different like Hanja, like slash kanji, whatever word you want to use, like translations, Hua is very interesting. So this is the title track, which I can't seem to get playing on my Apple Music. Anyway, I've heard the song a billion times, so I know how it goes anyway. the two Hanja that are on the album cover, so the first the top one is Fire, which is pronounced Hua, and then the bottom one is Flower, also pronounced Hua.
Okay.
Yeah, so
yeah, this is just a thing they're doing.
Yeah, I actually thought the like the lyrics were very interesting in that they kind of like invoke the like kind of question, like are you going to burn or are you going to bloom?
Oh, okay.
Is what that I kind of got out of it. And so I thought the like fire versus flower like difference was really interesting. Yeah, as for the song, I saw like some people say like this is like amazing, they love this song. And then I saw a couple of people in Discord being like, this is like not their best in a while. And I was like, I don't know. I think this is probably second or third best in my opinion. Like as far as like my favorites, I think this might be my favorite besides Lion.
Yeah. I think for me, I think it's a great title song, but for me, I think this is part of the reason why I don't go back to them that much in terms of their B-sides and their albums and like this whole album in general, is it feels a little too familiar. If that makes sense, like they have a style song. Yeah, exactly, like they have a style and they're really good at it, and I think they like I think all the songs on this album are really good, but they all sound pretty similar. Like there's definitely differences. I'm not saying they're all the same song or whatever, but they all have a similar style. And I think for me, that's starting to wear me down a little bit. Just for like sometimes some groups, I'm fine with that. And sometimes like it starts wearing on me, and I think they should try something a little different. But I do like the song a lot. I really like the like traditional string instrument that's there during Soyeon's rap part. Also, and I think part of the reason why I don't like this one as much is I think the chorus is a little like the fact that the chorus is just them chanting Hua the whole time. Like it's not, it could be more interesting in my opinion.
Yeah.
I think the melody is catchy, but
yeah, I thought the same thing at first about the chorus, but the more I listened to, the more it like grew on me, as well as like after I found out like that they're using two different meanings for it and different choruses. I thought that was really interesting. As far as like the genital sound, I feel like I'm like the opposite in that I just really like it, so I just want more of that. And I like the consistency and that they just keep giving me more of the style that I like.
I mean, I'm gonna probably sound hypocritical when we get to Dreamcatcher.
Yeah.
That Dreamcatcher has a sound and I love it, and they can keep doing it forever and I'll be happy with it.
Yeah.
It's just some groups like G Idol, for me, I don't love it at that much. So it's,
yeah, I mean,
it'd be interesting to see them try something different.
We were all feeling that way on like G Friends, like old style of music, for example. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like it. Yeah, I'm definitely the opposite, because I remember like the songs that they deviated from that style, like Oh My God and then like Dum Dee Dum Dee, are like two of my least favorite title tracks from them. So I don't know. I think they have something that they do really well, and like I'm fine if they go for more of like a slow evolution rather than a quick like change over and over, I guess. But
anyway,
I really like Hwa. I've been watching the music video a lot, as well as the KBS fan cam, because KBS always does these like awesome 8K fan cams that you can watch.
Fan cams, yeah.
Yeah. I basically just like watch them on my 1080p monitor and then pretend that it's like uncompressed, basically.
It looks really good.
Yeah. So yeah. The next song is Moon, which actually the music for the song was done by Mini with a couple of other producers I don't recognize. They may have worked with Jod in the past, but I do not recall off the top of my head. FCM Houdini and FCM 667. Anyway, Mini did the arrangement and music on this song, Moon. I thought this is probably my least favorite on the album, but I still think it's a really good song. Mostly just because I think it sounds a little bit more like standard Western pop, I guess, as far as things go. Yeah, overall, I thought it was a decent, like, catchy song otherwise.
Yeah, I thought it had really good vocals. Like, I really like the style they use. The song itself reminds me of another song. I can't think the life of me think of what. But, yeah, maybe it's a Western song or something, like you mentioned. I did like that the use of the guitar at the second verse and, like, change it up there. Adding that in was a really nice touch. Yeah, I think it was fine. It didn't stand out a ton.
Yeah, I think mostly the highlight of the song is just the chorus. I think it's pretty catchy. The vocal style is like, it reminds me of like I guess like, you know that song like Dance Monkey? It reminds me of that, except less annoying.
I don't know that song.
Okay, it's a song that I don't like because it's annoying because of the person's voice, but like it sounds like they're doing a similar like vocal style, I guess, if that makes sense. Yeah, it's like a popular song that plays on the radio. Yeah, so anyway, the next song is Where Is Love? So this song I like a lot, mostly because the like groove it's kind of got, it's kind of like got a nice pocket that it stays into throughout the verses. Really like driving with a lot of momentum, which is like something I really like. But I felt like the like chorus was a little bit of like wasted potential, just because it's like kind of like say the title of the song and then it's like kind of like a, you know, just like, just, you know, drop sort of chorus, which it's a good one. It's fine. Like, it's not one that I find obnoxious or anything. Like, because you'll see me on Discord sometimes complaining about drop choruses. Usually if they're just like amelodic or something like that, I usually won't like them. Dreamcatcher album has one that I did like, which we'll talk about. So I know it's like kind of divisive. Some people didn't like it. Anyway, we'll get there. Yeah, I thought Soyeon's rap was really nice in this, and again, yeah, the verses have just a really nice groove that like clicked with me a lot. So, yeah, I like this song quite a bit.
Yeah, my notes were almost exactly what you had, but yeah, I really liked the like upbeat funk style. Like, this is kind of like a change up from the rest of the album, and I did like that. And the rap stood out to me as well. I thought it was really good, but I also had the same note where I think the chorus could be a bit better.
Yeah.
like you said, it was kind of wasted potential, because I think the rest of the song is really good, but the chorus was pretty mediocre.
Yeah,
relatively.
Yeah, I mean, I personally still think it's like a really good song, but again, yeah, I think it was just like, I just expected a lot just because I was like enjoying the verses so much that it felt a little bit like broken up by what the chorus ended up being. Like, again, it's still really good. It just went from being probably my favorite song on the album to being like one of the middle tracks on the album.
Yeah.
So yeah, next is Lost, which is probably my second favorite on the album, but like second favorite B-side, because my favorite's probably Hua, but just because I just really really like it as a title track. Yeah, this one is called Lost, and the lyrics and music are done by Uki. So yeah, this one in particular is very like carried by the chorus for me. I really like the chorus in this one. It's in English, but I don't know, I think it's very effective, and like even the verses I think were just really catchy. So yeah, I enjoyed this one a lot.
Yeah, this is probably my favorite. I really like the acoustic guitar from the start.
Yeah,
and this reminds me of something like Miss A would put out, or like some older
actually girl groups. I think it's totally Miss A, actually, now you say that.
Yeah, and so I think that's part of the reason why I like it so much. It's just, it has like a bit of an older vibe, older K-pop vibe.
Yeah, in particular, yeah, like the second, third gen, like yep, or second 2.5 gen, whatever the heck it's called. Like,
nobody knows Miss A's gen is.
Yeah, like the more like mature groups for sure. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, again, this is something that I kind of noticed on the whole album, is that Soyeon has a lot of really good rap verses, I think, on this album that I like enjoyed quite a bit. I kind of hope we can get like another like solo single from her at some point, because I think we haven't gotten one since before they debuted. She had like two of them, and then they debuted as G-Idol.
Yeah, I forgot that even happened.
Yeah, she had Jelly, which was okay, and then Idol Song, which was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, yeah, Lost I think is really good. I hope they give Uki more chances to like write her own songs, because I want to say this is the first time we've gotten one from her. Let me double check that, actually, because I think this is the first time, because before I think only Minnie did songs.
And Soyeon, obviously.
Yeah, Soyeon does most of their songs.
Everything.
Okay, so Uki and Minnie and Soyeon did I'm the Trend, and then, which was like a side single.
Okay.
Soyeon did the entirety of I Trust. Don't Care About La Tata, that's a Japanese one. And I Made, yeah, just Minnie, I'm pretty sure, before that.
Yeah.
So this is her first like song that she did on her own. So I think it was really,
hopefully
really good.
Hopefully she does
actually more. Yeah.
Because this was my favorite.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so then next is Dahlia, which is done by Minnie again. Except she actually did the she did the lyrics and the music.
Yeah.
Before it was just the lyrics or before it was just music and arrangement, and Soyeon did the lyrics on Moon.
Yeah.
So yeah, this one's really awesome. Like, this is another one that's like pretty Western sounding. So I think it's clear like that Minnie has a very like Western like pop music influence. Taste, which is fine. But I thought this worked out really, really well, because I felt like the like beats in the background make it feel like really huge sounding, and the I like that it kind of clears out into like kind of like a plane in the like chorus, I guess. Sorry for using like visual and imagery all the time, but yeah, that's kind of how I would describe it. And yeah, again, it's another like English, primarily English chorus, but yeah, I think it's really, really good.
Yeah, I thought it was a great song. Like you said, it has more of that Western influence, so it didn't stand out too much to me. But yeah, I didn't think it was bad.
All right. So yeah, I guess with that, that was G-Idle's newest mini album. I personally loved it a lot. I hope you guys did as well. Let us know what you thought about it, either on the comments or in Discord. And with that...
I think all the... just for final thoughts. I think all the songs were solid. But like I said, I think it'd be interesting to see them try something different. Maybe something like harder and like closer to Lion. I guess Lion... Like, or maybe something closer to like what Everlo does. It'd be kind of interesting to see them do something like that.
Yeah, I guess I could do that. Like they did for sure, like change it up with Dumdy Dumdy. But I think the reason I didn't like it is because it didn't sound like a G-Idle song like at all.
Yeah. I don't want them to like completely throw away their entire.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Sound, but
like Dumdy Dumdy was good, but it was just kind of like a. Like standard, like summer song sort of thing. So,
yeah,
I think I agree. I'd like to see them do something different as well, just to see what they kind of come up with. So, yep. Hopefully, we get another mini this year. And yeah. So yeah, moving on, we can go to Dreamcatcher, the moment Nate has been waiting for all his life.
Yep. Every time they have an album coming out.
Yep.
So this is Dreamcatcher Dystopia Road to Utopia. Like Jacob was saying before we started recording, this might be the last of that series. Who knows?
Maybe the last one is when they actually do reach Utopia. The next series is Utopia. Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. Utopia.
Yeah, that's what I'd assume. Although if I remember saying like with the way the music video and stuff comes out, like they did not find Utopia. So who knows? I'm not really deep into the lore of Dreamcatcher. Starting with the intro, which every Dreamcatcher album has had.
Yeah. Everybody always complains about the Scrabbles being messed up because they have like a stockpile of intro by Dreamcatcher.
Seven intros. Yep. And they're all just called intro. They don't have subtitle names or anything.
Yeah.
Except the second one, I think, did. Maybe. I don't remember.
Let me check it out.
But yeah, this is ridiculous, just like all Dreamcatcher intros are.
Yeah.
It's like starts out. Oh, go ahead.
On the Goodnight like single, the intro is called My Toys.
That's right. Yep. I knew one of them had a name.
Oh, Welcome to the Dream also on their first one had a name as well.
Okay, yeah, the first two did. And then they just started doing intro from there.
Oh, Before and After on Prequel also had a name.
Never mind. Half of them have names.
And then Inside Outside on Nightmare, or on Escape the Era, I mean. I think that was the last one. Let me just make sure. Yeah, that was the last one.
You finish. Okay. They're more of the names than I thought. It's ridiculous. Like they always are. It starts out like really creepy and disjointed.
Yep.
And then it leads to just this crazy Stray Kids sounding like drum and bass ridiculousness. Whoa. And then it turns into like early 2000s club music. It's like close to dubstep and basically nothing at all to what I expected after, because I listened to Odd Eye first and I was like, this is not what I expected to lead into Odd Eye.
Yeah, if you play the like beginning of intro and then the end of intro, like the first like 10 seconds and last 10 seconds of someone, they would not believe you. It's the same song.
The same song. Yeah, exactly.
Like it starts,
and that's how most of their intros are. Just like,
yeah, like you said, it starts off really creepy with like, it's like there's like a stick. I don't know what the instrument is, but it's like a stick banging on like something. Like it's like creepy. Yeah. Like it's not exactly like that, but it almost feels like in my head I visualize like somebody in a like a kid in a horror movie dragging a stick along the ground on some like creepy side street or something, and then all of a sudden they walk out. It's like Cyberpunk 2077.
Yeah,
there's dubstep everywhere. Yeah. So yeah, it was pretty cool. I wonder if that's what they're going for, actually, with the like a cyberpunk like sort of aesthetic with the whole dystopia theme.
Maybe there's some
theme
of it in the music video, I feel like.
Yeah, for sure.
They have like the like neon light glow stick things and stuff.
Mm.
leading into that, or that leads into Odd Eye, which is the single. And yeah, this is just classic Dreamcatcher in every way. I think it's great to have Handong back. But yeah, it does the usual thing where it starts out more vocal focused. Pre-chorus kind of picks up all the way to the chorus. And I really like how the guitar comes in really hard in the chorus after being... Like, it's not there in the first verse at all, really. Mm. And then it just comes in really hard and follows that melody. And also, the chorus is really catchy for how hard it is. Like, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So that stood out to me as well.
I think... So, at first, this actually has happened for the last few, Dreamcatcher titles. Like, with this, Scream, and Boca. I listened to it, and I was like, it's good. But it didn't, click with me until after a few, listens. And I think it's usually because I've noticed, I always go into Dreamcatcher expecting just, straight rock, like drums and guitars, and then being, thrown off by, the electronic the aspects. But I shouldn't, because it always happens. And it's really, really good. So, that being said, I would love to see them do something more like What, their song What was, where it was, more, 2000s, pop punk sort of thing. I'd like to see them return to that. That being said, Arai was amazing. I was really, really happy with it. Again, after second or third listen. The music video is really cool. The Shion looks really creepy in the music video, with the colored contacts and stuff.
Yep.
Especially the part where she has the white one.
Yep.
They've been wearing those for the performances, which is kind of cool, actually. The music video looked really cool. The song goes hard, like you said. Yeah, this is a really good comeback, actually.
Yep. Yeah, I agree.
One thing I will say is I hope we can get, have Dami try something different.
That's my notes were literally, I didn't even say it, but I was like, Dami rap is Dami rap.
Yeah.
I think
I've been listening to, more Dreamcatcher recently, and in Boca, I thought her verse in Boca was really good because it was dynamic and it fit right into the pocket of the song. Whereas I feel in most of their songs, it kind of breaks it up and then goes back.
Yeah. There's a one B-side, and I'm blanking on which one it is, that her rap is just really, really good.
Yeah.
They did it during the concert. I can't remember exactly which song it is. I'd have to go through them. But yeah, there are times where it's really good. And like you said, it fits in really well. But a lot of the times it just feels a little out of place.
Yeah.
Moving on next is Wind Blows, which they're actually promoting now or soon.
I wish they were doing New Days.
I don't even know what I just wish they were doing everything.
Yeah.
I love how the song starts out with an industrial, electronic intro to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just drops into this quieter,
anime piano, opening
melodic piano chorus. And then it leads into that typical anime theme chorus.
Yeah.
But then it throws you off. It's like, yeah, because it starts out with this electronic intro industrial thing, and you're like, okay, that's interesting, that's a little different, and then it turns into a normal Dreamcatcher song, and then the post chorus is just this distorted chanting.
Yeah, it's shiny, everybody, literally.
It's exactly. Crazy. It was quite different. I didn't hate it. To be honest,
I really did not like it when I first listened to it, but it's grown on me.
Yeah.
I'm still why did you do that? But I like it still, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was really, really strong, chorus. That was one of their catchiest, anime opening style choruses that they've had.
Yeah. I agree. I like the one thing I do want to point out, how the bridge was the throwback to that opening, like the industrial electronic stuff. But yeah, the song just took me places that I did not expect at all.
Yeah.
but I like it a lot, actually. It's not like my favorite, but I think I liked it a lot.
I think without the crazy wub wub drop, I think it would have been better, but it's still good.
Yeah.
I think it was just a little bit too whiplashy is all. I think maybe it needed a better transition or something. Right. And it might have worked.
It didn't need to go straight from the chorus to that. Like like you said, it's just a little, it feels a little weird. It needed a bit of a in between part to get you to there. But yeah, I agree. Next, we have Poison Love, and I actually like this song a lot. So this is like, I like the open, echoey, like electro pop sound for like the opening of this song, and I think it gives them a really good showcase for their vocals, which is interesting because then it goes and drops into just this like retro EDM. Like early 2000s EDM style chorus. And I thought they both worked like really well, and I thought they did it really well.
So this song I liked a lot. I like what you said. I like the 2000s vibe, but the thing I think just because it doesn't hit as hard as the other songs go, it ended up being my least favorite. But
really, more you dislike this more than the next song?
I like the next song. I really like it.
Really?
Like I said, it's really divisive, but I like it. So we'll talk about it, but like I thought this was good, but it doesn't hit as hard in the chorus. Like the chorus is kind of like level, I guess, if that makes sense, as far as like the dynamics of it go. But yeah, again, like this is, I like every song on this album, by the way, like they'd all go on my Best of Dreamcatcher playlist. There's few better feelings than when you can like just put an entire mini album onto a best of playlist. Like overall it was really good. It just stood out less. I feel like it's like more of like what they've done before, like with their like drum and bass, I guess, side. Like
Yeah, I agree. Like I thought for a second it was gonna be like the next Sleepwalking.
Yeah.
And it
wasn't. Still waiting for it.
Like you said, it didn't hit hard enough.
Yeah.
But I did enjoy the like retro EDM, like 2000s EDM feeling.
Yeah.
Because I do like that type of music.
Although, yeah, I guess actually Sleepwalking, I guess, is an example of like a beat drop chorus that like just really works. Like it takes you places. And that's the kind of thing I'm looking for, like, if you're going to do something like that. Anyway, like, if it continues to become, like, a trend in K-pop, like, that's the kind of thing I want to see. I want it to be, like, dynamic and, like, engaging rather than just, like, club.
Yeah, just a club, like, repetitive beat.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, moving on to For Memory. So why don't you start? Because I think everyone's gonna know how I feel about this song.
All right, so let's address the elephant in the room. The chorus, it's a drop chorus, but it's so freaking weird. It uses like all these
that's like the best part of this.
Yeah, that's the best part. I thought that's what people didn't like.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, because I really like the chorus. Like that's a drop chorus again that I think is really interesting because it like it's stimulating, it's melodic, it uses all these like different samples vocals and stuff.
Yeah.
Processed vocals that aren't like annoying or like samey and sound like what everybody else is doing. It's really, really cool. I really enjoyed this. What didn't you like about it? I'm curious, actually.
No, I loved it. I thought everyone would hate it because it's basically a tropical house song.
Oh, okay.
I thought everyone was just going to hate this because this is like, other than that, the chorus being weird and with the glitchy vocals stuff, like the song's just the same tropical house K-pop song we've heard a million times.
I think the chorus is what makes me like it so much. And
I think
that's the part that's divisive. Clubs. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like I like that it's fresh sounding. Like we haven't really had something like this that often.
Yeah,
like I'm sure there's plenty of examples of EDM artists doing choruses like this and stuff, but within the context of K-pop, we haven't had much of this, and I think it's pretty cool. I'd like to see if they have like choreography or something for this, like at a concert, because I think that'd be fun.
They might. The past few concerts, I think they've done all their new songs. So
cool.
And I wouldn't be surprised if they do another online concert because both the other two have sold really well.
Sua Hellboy outfit return.
Yeah. Yep. But yeah, I think for me, like, I just assumed everyone would hate it because it's Tropical House, and obviously I love it. I said this is probably the closest we'll get to Minx ever again. It's like
Dreamcatcher hate Minx.
Yeah, well, they just hate cute. None of them want to do a cutesy concept ever. So like, yeah, basically they hate Minx. Yeah, my one comment was, this is a standard Tropical House song we've heard a million times, but I love it because other K-pop Tropical House songs don't have Shion's vocals.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is, I don't think it's a standard Tropical House song at all. I think it's like,
well,
actually,
I was talking about ignoring the chorus, basically.
Yeah, yeah. The chorus definitely makes the song for sure, but yeah, I just feel like it sounds like totally fresh compared to like what we got in like 2018, 2019.
Yeah,
so for sure. Yeah, I'm super into that.
Yep.
Yeah,
so yeah, for the next song, which is the last song,
is my favorite,
is New Days. So I had already typed before the song started like DC ballad, and then I was like, so surprised this wasn't a ballad, because it's just like, I just expect there's always one. They like, I really like their piano like string ballads, so, and I just assume there's always one at the end of the album. But this is the most typical Dreamcatcher song on the album.
This is like Fly High Dreamcatcher.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is
it's light Dreamcatcher, if that makes sense. Like,
it has
like, it's like the 50% between G-Friend and Dreamcatcher area.
Yep. Yep, exactly. It's got that awesome guitar solo at the start. It's got that driving like bass drum beat and fast drums, and it's just straight out of an anime opening. It's a similar DC song that we've heard a bunch of times, and I always love it.
Yep, super like J-Rock inspired for sure. This song makes me really, because I'm really high in G-Friend, if you guys watched the TDAs and stuff from this past year's. Yeah, anyway, this makes me really want to see like a Dreamcatcher G-Friend like crossover event. Like,
screw that. We have Rolling Quartz now.
Yeah, we do have Rolling Quartz now, but
to do
this type of song is what I'd want G-Friend and Dreamcatcher to do. If Dreamcatcher did a collab with Rolling Quartz, they got to go hard as hell.
I said they needed to do a joint concert.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I'd pay money for that.
Because like Rolling Quartz doesn't have the discography to do a concert, were playing Dreamcatcher's
songs,
music,
yeah,
that would be awesome.
Yeah, it would be cool. Although they'd have to somehow like make it so Jaehyun could sing, because she just sings. She doesn't.
Yeah,
play
that's
in
true.
It.
She would be kind of screwed.
Yeah, I mean, I think she can play piano, but yeah, she's mostly just a vocalist.
Yeah, that's true. They don't really have a keyboard player, so
yeah. This is my favorite song on the album. Like, even though it's like something they've done before, I guess, with Fly High and other songs, I love this kind of thing.
Dreamcatcher can do no wrong in my opinion, so it doesn't matter.
Yep.
What they put out, I love all of it.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what we get this year. I'm hoping we get either another full album or another mini album at least.
They did one mini and a full.
I know about the full. I knew it was at least one mini and one full.
Yeah, I think that's all they did.
Yeah.
They've been doing two a year for pretty much the past like 3 years, maybe. So
yeah, I predict another mini then, because they just came out with the full album. So
right.
Yeah.
I mean, the
that was their
company
first or second full. I don't even remember.
That was their second, maybe their first.
I want to say it's their first, actually. Tree of Language.
They had the Japanese album. That's what I was thinking of.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay.
And at the beginning of the end, they had a full Japanese album. But
yeah.
So, other than that, it's been a bunch of minis. But yeah, they've had the basically two a year since.
Yep, that they debuted. That holds up. So yeah, all right. I'm hoping we get something sometime soon. Give us 3 minis, Dreamcatcher.
I don't think we're gonna get one soon, but we'll probably get one in the middle of the year.
Yeah, in like June or July, probably.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is a really, really good mini album. This is hard, actually. I think I might like it better than the mini from last year, actually. It's hard, though, like, because Break the Wall was really good. Boko was really good. Like
the English song that I'm blanking on the name of. I love that song so much. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to compare. They're all 10 out of 10s. What am I? You can't compare them.
Yeah.
They're all the same. They're all amazing.
Yeah, it was really, 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 really good. So yeah, highly recommend Dreamcatcher's new mini. All right. So last topic in our short little podcast, we have the follow-up single for Aespa. So before we got the announcement on what exactly the song was, this is not at all like what I expected their second single to be. I totally could have seen them doing another cover like Red Velvet did. Like Red Velvet, they did for their first comeback, they did Be Natural, which was a cover of the SES song. And this similarly is a cover of a Yoo Young-jin song from a random SM winter album.
SM's 2000 winter holiday compilation.
Anyways, for those of you who don't know, Yoo Young-jin is a producer, not even an SM artist. He's a producer usually.
He's a
very prolific
senior.
Yeah, SM producer. Think Kenzie level. He does everything in SM.
Yep.
Although I will say mid to late second gen, I'd say he was less active for whatever reason. He hasn't done that many SNSD songs, for example. Most of his big things are from HOT, SES, TVXQ, and then fast forward to NCT and EXO and stuff like that.
Yep.
So
he's done a lot. Wow, I'm actually scrolling through his.
Yeah, he's done a ton of stuff.
Scrolling through his list of releases.
Yeah, you'll notice there's not very much SNSD or FX in there.
Yeah, although he did your favorite song.
Yep,
of all
he
time,
did Genie, so he's good with me. He's good in my book.
Yeah.
So yeah. Anyway, this was a song that he did on a random winter compilation album, and Aespa did a cover of this. And I don't know how you feel about it, but I absolutely love this song.
I don't know. It's weird. It's weird how I feel about it. I think it's really good. I think it feels weird to me because it's
their first comeback.
A Christmas song. Well, it's their first comeback, and it's a Christmas song that came out after Christmas.
Yeah.
A month after Christmas.
Yeah, so but it doesn't really sound like a Christmas song. It is in the imagery and stuff, but to me...
Yeah, maybe that's just because I watched the music video with it, and the music video is very Christmassy.
Because to me, the reason I love it so much is because this sounds exactly like what I fell in love with when I first got into K-pop.
Oh, yeah.
This is BoA and this is SNSD, 100%.
And even SES, it's that very early SM girl group sound.
Yep.
And I agree. I do love it a lot because of that. I don't think it's as good as SNSD and Red Velvet's covers were in terms of their first comebacks.
Yeah. I knew that it was, but I forgot to consider the fact that that was their first comeback.
That was their So yeah, this is something that SM does. The only FX is the only girl group that hasn't done it or didn't do it.
Yeah, that's actually crazy. I never thought about that. I'd never even realized this.
Yeah, that's why I was not surprised at all when they said this was a cover. I was SNSD and Red Velvet did one.
Yeah, no, I think I agree. It's not as good, in my head at least, not as good as. As a comeback, as a single, because this sounds like a B-side to me. As a single, it's probably not as good as Be Natural or Girls' Generation. But I just personally really, really like it just because it's it reminds me of like SNSD songs like Complete or like Boa Ballads and stuff like that. I just, that yep. really hits a spot for me because it's something I've been like nostalgic for like recently. So past couple years.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's the same. Like I have the same feelings. I was like, I heard it and I was like, this is early SES or this is SES early Boa. Like,
yeah,
this is stuff I listen to all the time. And I really love this sound. And I mean, it makes sense coming from Yu Youngjin, like,
yeah,
because he sang and produced this song,
yep.
in 2000,
yeah,
and that was when he was doing all this stuff that we listen to all the time. One thing to note is interesting is he actually produced Black Mambo, which is yeah. so different from
yeah,
from, like what he used to do. In this
yeah,
type
I mean,
of music.
It does make sense though because he's heavily involved with NCT nowadays. So
yeah, okay, that makes sense. I didn't realize he was. Involved with NCT.
Yeah, like if you scroll to the bottom of his like production credits and stuff, you'll see a lot of mm-hmm. NCT. The thing, I hope we get more songs like in this sort of style, like yeah, on their B-sides. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see like what their first like real comeback will be, like with a mini album and everything. Because this yeah. makes me really curious. Like maybe my prediction that they're more SNSD like is not false.
That's you know? True. And the one thing I did love a ton about this song because of how different it was is this SM is the one thing I can always rely on with SM girl groups is vocals.
Yeah,
and this
absolutely.
Song shows off like Black Mamba didn't really show that off well. Like,
yeah,
it has some good vocal parts and you can tell they can sing, but it's not made to show that off. And this song is entirely made to show off that all four members are really good vocalists.
Yeah.
Like, and I think
we got plenty of vocals, I think, from Ning Ning and Winter in yeah. Black Mamba, but we couldn't really tell about Giselle and
Giselle
Karina.
And Karina.
Yeah. So yeah, this definitely confirmed to me that they're all like very good vocalists. Like
yeah.
I think they'd be at least lead vocalists in most other groups. So
yeah.
Well,
and that's what I was like, the thing that got me was like, or the reason I liked it so much and why I'm really happy about that is like, we just haven't, it feels like there's been a decline in like the focus on vocals
in
girl
K-pop.
Groups.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess in K-pop in general, but especially in girl groups, I feel like in the past like 5 or so years, and I think part of that is just like
performance-based
Twice.
Ones. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and well, I think like Twice and then Blackpink both like showed like not. I'm not saying they don't have good singers or like any of them; they're all bad.
I mean,
but, like
Twice is definitely not a vocal group. But.
Twice is 100% not a vocal group, and Blackpink does have good vocalists, but they're not like both of those.
They're not
groups
focused
are
on
very.
That.
They're not focused on it. Both those groups are very performance heavy
yeah.
and they got really popular. And I think that kind of pushed the industry to focus
yeah.
on more on performance and more on these performance type songs and less on vocal skills and vocal
yeah.
focus songs. And that's what really got me into K-pop in the first place was like those like vocals, like SNSD and SNSD is known for having
yeah, some of the best vocals.
Seven, eight vocalists.
Yeah.
And yeah, like 7 or 8 of the members could be top tier vocalists in any other group. So I was really happy to hear that from this song.
Yeah. I think most of this topic will be like just kind of speculation. And this along with Black Mamba, so like what I mean when I say I think they might be SNSD like is more like, so FX and Red Velvet and SHINee are like very like experimental like type groups.
Yeah, like electronic.
Whereas I'd say like someone like EXO and maybe like NCT is kind of in the middle, I think, as far as that goes. But are more, they're more, not safe, but like they're more, I don't know how to put it. Like they do like, they don't reinvent the wheel and they do it very strongly, I guess. And I think they could do something like that and be like, that's what I mean by like SNSD, like something like they'd be making more songs like, as far as SNSD goes, like things like Mr. Mister or one of the, you know, hard ethnicities like harder tracks, like things like that.
You think.
I could see Espa doing things like that rather than like Red Velvet's stuff, like crazy stuff like Zim's Alabim or Rookie, you know.
God, I hope not.
Yeah.
Well, Rookie, I'd be fine with.
Yeah. Well, Rookie, I remember I was like, what is this when it first came out? And then it became catchy as hell.
Yeah.
You know,
Zim's Alabim never did that for me. I still not a fan of that song.
Yeah. It's just, I like this position right now where they have me really excited for what's to come. So,
although side note,
yeah,
did you see that Cooper posted a matchup video of Zim's Alabim and I Got a Boy, and it works so well. I hate it.
I saw another one that was actually really bad. I don't know why this had so many views, but it was like Zim's Alabim with the instrumental of I Can't Stop Me by Twice, and I was like, why did you make this?
Oh really?
It literally makes no sense. Yeah. I could see I Got a Boy and Zim's Alabim.
Like yeah, with the it was basically
that part.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was mostly most of the video. Like it started out with Zim's Alabim vocals.
Yeah,
but the rest, 80% of the video was I Got a Boy vocals on top of Zim's Alabim's instrumentals, and it actually worked really well.
Okay, yeah, that actually sounds cool. This was the opposite. It was Zim's Alabim, like the Zim's Alabim, Zim's Alabim part over
on
the
top of I can't
Stop Me chorus.
Really? Wow, that sounds horrible.
I feel like I don't want to pigeonhole them into being like, oh, they're like SNSD, oh, they're like Red Velvet, oh, they're like FX. Mm-hmm. But I mean, without knowing what they're going to be like, that's kind of all we can do. So my feeling this gives me is it's kind of like between SNSD and Red Velvet, like Red Velvet, like style, like vocals, harmonies and stuff like that. But, SNSD in terms of like safeness of concept, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm really.
They'll do like the fundamentals really, really well.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be really. I think the thing that SNSD always had was the like whole female empowerment sort of like aspect to it. I don't know if they'll go down that route, but it'd be really cool. Yeah, I guess overall, this kind of just leaves me really excited to see like what they come out with.
Yeah, I honestly hope we get a mix of like what this is leaning towards and what Black Mamba is leaning towards. Like I want to hear NCT style songs with a female group, but then I also want to hear them show off their vocal skills because they clearly have them.
If they did something in between, that'd be really cool too.
Yeah,
like
exactly,
a dance style track with like powerful vocals.
It's like really good. Yeah, and NCT does that. Like you have Do Young's vocals, like they have some really great vocalists in that group and they get their time to shine in a lot of songs. And I think that's why I like NCT so much, is it's not just like this really heavy dance performance focused songs. Like
I think
there are
I think really what we're asking vocals. For is female EXO. Basically.
Maybe. I just don't. EXO is like my one SM blind spot, so.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm really excited. Like SM always somehow like manages to make groups that like are exactly how I like it. You know?
Yeah.
And maybe that's just because like I kind of came up on K-pop, like SMs, like SM groups. Maybe that's why. But they always get the vocals. They always have, really good looking members. They always have really cool choreography dances, nice MVs. Like, yeah, I just see like SM as the like the gold standard in K-pop. Like, I don't want to, like, people get mad at us for, like, shilling SM or whatever,
SM
but
shows,
it's just, like, you know, we can, you know, bitch at them as a company all we want, but, like, I feel like their product is legitimately always good, like, reliably good, you know? So, yeah, I'm really excited for aespa. I like that they're not going too hard on the avatar concept.
Yeah, I really hope that just goes away and we forget about that.
Well, I don't want it to go away, but I want it to become more of a merchandise thing and just forget about it in MVs. Like, I would totally
buy... I think that's fine,
I would totally buy, like, aespa figurines or whatever. Like, that'd be so cool, you know?
Yeah, I'm fine if it's merchandise. Yeah, I meant I hope it goes away in terms of music videos and
yeah.
and like being part of their concept.
Yeah, the way they're doing it right now is like, oh, there, here's the avatars, guys.
Yeah,
see
yeah,
you later.
Exactly. They're like shoehorned in there.
Yeah,
which I'm like, it's better than them being half the music video and it being really awkward
yeah.
and weird.
Yeah,
but it's like, why are you even doing it if you're just
yeah.
doing this?
They should
like, weird.
They should do like side content with the avatars and then like either utilize
yeah,
them
like,
better in the MVs or just don't put them in the MVs, you know?
Yeah, or they can have their own MVs, like do a completely
digital, oh yeah, like an avatar version.
Like, yeah, avatar version and have the live action version so I can ignore the avatar version and
yeah.
forget it, like just ignore the fact that it exists. And
yeah, that would actually
people
be cool.
That want it
like,
can watch it.
Because I think the avatars do have good potential as far as like merchandise and stuff that I would want to buy. It just has to be done well, is all.
Yeah.
And I feel like
which
right now they're kind of just like, they're like, yeah, we have these AI avatar guys. Like,
yeah. Yep. Yeah.
It's
exactly.
just a gimmick at the moment. So, yeah. Yeah. Overall, I'm, this has me highly anticipating Espa. I could see a lot of people saying it's boring, like this particular song, if they're looking for a Black
yeah.
Mamba follow-up.
It's also like 2 minutes longer than most K-pop songs. It's like 5 minutes long.
Yeah, yeah.
Which,
like, this,
like
I said,
K-pop
this is,
songs aren't used to longer songs.
This is typically a B-side for like for sure. So
yeah.
I feel like this really like more like tickles the interest of like second gen fans the most. I feel
oh,
like
oh yeah, definitely.
Like, because this is again like the type of song that like we already like and.
Yeah.
Like, not saying that new fans wouldn't like it at all, but I could see, like, a higher percentage of new fans being like, snore, boring, ballad, blah, you know? But yeah, like, I really love this sort of thing. Like, my favorite Red Velvet title track is probably One of These Nights, like, unironically. It's just,
mm-hmm.
you know, I love the vocal showcases when it's really good. Or, like, SNSD, Lost in Love, Taeyeon and Tiffany. Like, I love this kind of thing. So.
Yeah.
Give me more. Just make it the like make them album tracks, I guess. Cause I know more people are looking for like dance focused MVs.
Make an album so I can buy it.
That too, yeah. Give us an album already. I thought this would be the album, to be honest. But like I guess we're pulling in.
There wasn't a physical version.
We're pulling a Red Velvet, so we're gonna have to wait another 2 or 3 months. And then we'll get a new member.
Yep. Yep.
A new member, Barry.
Barry?
Yeah, it's Yeri, but spelled with a B emoji instead of a Y.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyway.
Yep, that's a good place to end it.
Yep. End on my bad joke. And yeah, so anyway, that's the end of our Espa, you know, single review and speculation and hopes and wants and you know things like that. So yeah, let us know what you thought of the G-Idle and Dreamcatcher albums in the comments or on Discord. Let us know what you think about Espa, if you like them, if you don't like them, if you think they're gonna be good, if you don't think they're gonna be good. Yeah,
if you like us shilling SM, check out next week where we'll most likely talk about SHINee's album, and
yes,
I'm sure it's gonna be amazing.
Yes,
it's SHINee.
Yep. SHINee's back.
SHINee is back.
I hope they say it.
But yeah.
They gotta say it.
I mean, they said it like 8 times in the concert because of that
yeah,
teaser. They played every break.
It's so good. I hope they also do a virtual concert. I'd totally watch that. Like a full one.
They should.
Yeah.
Yeah. Has SM done any other than the big one that they did at the end of the year?
Actually, I don't think so. Now that I think about it.
Yeah, I don't think they did.
But
any last
I think
year.
I think they've partnered with a company with JYP to specifically to do them though.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, I recall that. Like, I think the same company that did Twice's like online concert, whenever that was,
is
the same one that partnered. SM uses. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay.
Like, I think that's a joint venture between SM and JYP.
Oh.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Comments, please.
That free SM Town New Year concert was huge for them, so I'm sure they're trying to do more.
Yeah, like, I would pay to watch a SHINee concert. So, yeah, put that on, SM. So yeah. Tune in next episode. We'll probably review Shiny. And yeah, join Discord, subscribe here, leave a review on iTunes. That helps us a lot on audio listeners and stuff. So, yep. So with that, thank you, and stay creamy forever.
Throbbingly creamy.
Forever.